In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Yo, how's it going, everybody? This is Willie V, and I'm going solo tonight with episode 13 of the Thoughtcasters Variety Show. How the hell are you guys, huh? Guys all surviving out there? You living? Or are you out there rioting, burning down your city, stealing things, beating the shit out of cops, yelling at old ladies' faces? Is that what y'all are doing? No. Most people listening to this show probably aren't doing any of that bullshit. So you guys will probably all agree when I say those are a bunch of dumbasses, disrespectful, entitled, mostly felons probably. You know, with more information coming out about a lot of this shit is these people with criminal backgrounds, sex abuse and sex offending backgrounds. So I don't feel bad for any of the sex offenders, you know, especially for what their particular crimes were. Now listen, I get it. If you're drunk one night, go for a walk, and you gotta piss, and well, you decide to piss on your neighbor's car, and they call the cops. The cops come. What are you doing? Oh, I'm doing. The neighbor's like, well, he was just pissing out my car. You're in public. You're pissing. Okay, yeah. You'll get put on the sex offenders list still, right? I mean, now listen. Is it morally okay to piss on your neighbor's car when you're drunk? No. No, it's not. But should you be put on a sex offenders list with little to no detail on what your crime to get on that list really was? Then everybody just looks at you like you're some kiddie diddler for the rest of your life, or for however long you have been, however long you have to be on the registry. No, I don't believe that. I think that's a little extreme. I also believe if a woman lies about something, rape or whatever it is, and you get tried and convicted without any evidence, then that also is bullshit. But for you sex offenders out there that know what the fuck you're doing, you know what you're doing is wrong. But there's some electrodes, some wires, some neurons, some whatever the hell's in your head that's not connecting right to make you make the conscious decision not to act on what you're thinking. I have no sympathy for you fucks. I don't. I don't. And all you stupid ass liberals out there that are all like, me too, but then you want to defend people who are sex offenders. You're confused. You are confused. But, I mean, half of you don't know whether you're a boy or a girl or a cat or a dog, so it doesn't fucking surprise me. But, I really think that, I just don't have any sympathy for that bullshit. But speaking of sex offenders, yesterday I participated in a Save Our Children rally, which was an awesome experience. For anybody who's been on my Facebook page, you've probably seen some of the photos, some of the videos. Oh, we didn't have a big crowd. That's okay. Because it doesn't take a big crowd to plant a seed. It doesn't take every movement starts out small, right? But I'm seeing a lot of other smaller rallies happening. I think one happened in Lansing, Michigan on Saturday. And then I participated in the one in Lapeer. And then I do believe that Detroit is going to be hosting one next weekend, I think, or this weekend coming up. Which unfortunately I will not be able to attend. My son's birthday is coming up, and I think it's the same day. But the fact is that if you're out there and you're doing it, you're letting your voice be heard, you're bringing awareness to this bullshit, then you've done your part. There is a entity out there that they don't want you to be heard. And you can call me crazy, call me a conspiracy theorist, I don't give a shit, but the media, the social media, it is obvious at this point, and at first I didn't want to believe it either, but they are bought out and paid for by the left. If you want true facts, you have to search for it. You have to dig for it, because they're not out in plain sight. CNN, MSNBC, all that bullshit, your Facebook, Twitter, it's all liberal media, every single bit of it. And they want to silence conservatives. They want to silence us. The thing is that these conservatives are not going to be the silent majority much longer, and you're seeing it happen. You're seeing it happen. It's going to get bad. Things are going to get out of hand here soon. I don't know what to, I don't know what's going to happen. I hope it doesn't. You know, I'm not wishing for it. I hope that there can be some kind of resolve here. But I just, it's hard. Because nobody's listening to each other. And at this point, from some of the sources I've researched, some of the podcasts I've listened to, some of the videos I've been seeing, it doesn't matter. Facts don't matter to these people, these rioters. They're not protesters anymore. Fuck that. I'm not calling them protesters anymore.
Well, what about considering rioters peaceful protesters, blah, 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 just like considering not all Trump supporters are racist.
Well, you're okay, okay, okay. So there were some peaceful protesters. There were. There were. That is no longer a thing, because you fuckers, you see a video online, it looks bad, because anybody can chop and screw a video, right? Anybody can make their own narrative for their news, you know, their news article. Anybody can talk about their own narrative on a podcast, just like I am right now. And some of you are probably like, well, you're pushing a narrative. Maybe I am. You know, I'm pushing facts that I have, that I know, facts that I've looked up. Just like everything that happened in Kenosha, right off the bat, you know, people automatically were shitting on the police department. Okay. It's already been established. We know that there are bad cops. We know there are good cops. We know there are racists. We know they're not racist. There aren't racists. We know that bad and evil exists. We know that. But we also know that the media and the leftists are reversing it. They're switching. They're not getting the facts before they're shoving it down people's throats. And you believe it without getting any facts. I had, won't mention any names, buddy of mine, post something about the Kenosha shooting that happened with that guy and his kids were in the backseat of the car. And I asked him, did you do any research? Simple question. Didn't even want to. I'm not even bringing race into this. This is just criminal. Cops versus bad guys. Cops versus robbers, okay? Did you do any research? His response was, what research do I need to do to justify a man being shot 7 times in front of his kid? Okay, good. Good point with the fact that that man, that should not have happened in front of those children. That's fucking sad, and they're going to be traumatized, and I think that is horrible. But let's look at the facts now. This man has a brandishing weapon charge, an assault and battery for pulling out a firearm in a bar and aiming it at people. He has a domestic and sexual abuse charge on him, which was against the same woman who called the cops on him during this confrontation in which this video was recorded, in which that cop shot the man 7 times. Okay, so how about we question that motherfucker's judgment as a parent? Obviously bringing his kids with him into a escalated situation, or a situation that he knew in his mind was going to become an escalated situation. And then he had a loose firearm in the vehicle, if I'm not mistaken, or a knife, something. He had a weapon on him, right? Hanging out. His kids could have got a hold of it. Now listen, I'm a gun owner myself, and I make sure all my shit is locked up, just like every other responsible gun owner does. Don't just willy-nilly leave it out, hanging out for anybody to see and get, right? So we need to look at that. Consider that, like, what the... that's my first, you know, I'm not even thinking about race. I'm not even thinking about, oh, these cops were unjustified. I'm thinking, what was his judgment as a parent doing, you know, doing that? But no, before all the facts come out, before all the truth is actually exposed, people start rioting again. Looting. Catching shit on fire. Beating the shit out of people. These leftists, the liberal agenda was meant to be it was meant to bring peace and equality, right? Everybody lives happily ever after. Everybody's equal. Everybody has the same amount of money, same amount of food, the same amount of overall light. All overall the quality of life. But you guys are the ones out there burning shit down. Oh, I know there's gonna be people. Well, there was alt-right people out there too. Yeah, alt-right, maybe. There's some crazy ass alt-right groups that most conservatives, they don't back them, right? So, but the majority definitely was never nobody from the right. It was the left. The left, leftist, Antifa, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they're the ones out there doing this. They are burning their cities down because they think this is gonna bring some kind of peace of mind to them, I guess. When, you're fighting for black rights, right? Black lives and the equality of African Americans, which, again, it's been said multiple times on this show and plenty of other conservative shows I've seen, and nobody disagrees. Nobody disagrees. Black lives matter. We all agree on that. But we don't agree. And you're going down and burning down your cities, ruining minority-owned businesses. And half of you fuckers are white! Tell me, what? Listen here, white, woke people. What gives you the fucking right to give black Americans a voice? Right? Huh? What? You're white, right? You have white privilege, right? You're different. You've never had it like other Africans, like African Americans had it, right? So what makes you think your fucking voice, it's okay to stand for something. It is. It's okay to support the African American community and your black friends, all that. But no, you guys are on some kind of almighty high horse. Like, you know what the fuck is best for them. No. I don't buy it. I don't buy it. The white woke liberals they're the worst. They're the worst out of them all, if you ask me. So, the rioting doesn't stop. Still going on since fucking May now. Now people are starting to defend themselves. And of course, I know. A 17-year-old kid shouldn't have had an AR-15. He was looking for trouble, blah, blah, blah. Again, another thing that they all just went off of small context, pictures, couple videos, without getting the truth. Now, I'm still searching. I am still gathering the information, so I don't have a large opinion on this Kyle kid yet. What I've heard, though, is that he's a trained medic or, you know, something. You know, he was out there helping people that were getting injured. He was helping clean up. He has an AR-15 more than likely because he knows there's rioting, so he wants to defend himself or have that just in case. Because I'm going to tell you right now, most gun owners and most CPL owners, it's a just in case thing. We don't want to use our fucking gun. Do we want to use it when we hunt or go to the range? Yes. We don't want to use it on another human being. But it's getting to the point now where I don't want to leave my damn house without it. With that being said, I encourage everybody, if you're a sane person and a law-abiding citizen, get yourself trained, buy yourself a gun, and stock up on ammo. Because I already thought shit was hitting the fan, but I don't even think it's completely hit the fan yet. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's really... It's scary. I mean, it is. You know, these Antifa people are threatening to come to the suburbs, the rural areas. This is nonsense. It's nonsense. We all agree that there are some bad cops that have done some bad things and broke the law. We all can agree that some need more training. But that is not the majority. It can't be. It cannot be. Now, I myself have had some bad experiences with the cops. Oh, but Will, you're white. Couldn't have been that bad. Yeah, well, yeah, I've never had a cop, you know, throw me around or anything like that. But, you know, I never gave him a reason to either. So I'm just, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But I've had them be pricks. I mean, they are. Some of them are. Some of them are pricks. The young ones are. The young ones, fresh out of cadet school, they're the biggest dicks you'll ever meet. They're on a fucking power trip. But I firmly believe most people don't want to kill. Most people don't want to shoot another person, whether you're a cop or a CPL holder or just an average or someone's grandma, whatever. I don't think that it's naturally in our blood. What is naturally in our blood is to survive. So when you see people open carrying firearms, and when you see CPL holders having to use their handguns, it's, don't be surprised. How else are we going to defend ourselves? Just let the mob burn us alive? Let them throw, they're throwing bricks at cops. Oh, but the cop had a taser out. Well, fuck yeah, he did. When there's fucking 100 of you. I mean, what the fuck do you want him to do? You can't just think, oh, well, everyone's just going to be peaceful. No one believes that bullshit anymore, guys. No one believes that you're just going to come in and be peaceful anymore. They don't. So that's why the cops are on alert. That's why civilians are getting armed and are on alert. There's no reason for it. I mean, look at the RNC, right? Okay, Republicans, I know, are the arch nemesis of the lobbying left. I get it, right? But is it necessary to scream and yell in these politicians' faces and surround them and threaten their lives? Oh, you don't like them, right? Whatever. Rand Paul wrote the Breonna Taylor Act, right? If you don't know about it, look it up. And you Antifa fucks were screaming and yelling in his face. Because he's a Republican. And he's not even Republican. He's a right-leaning libertarian. You fuckers do not do enough research for your movement. You have to be smart. You have to have knowledge if you're going to have a successful movement. And that's why your politicians are losing. They're losing their ground. They're losing it. Trump. Approval rating has gone up after the RNC. More African Americans are starting to support Trump. I'm sorry, but that's not the way. And I mean, listen, I don't want to see a Democrat in office anyways. At this point, I'll never trust another Democrat again. None of them. Not a single one of them. And not to mention, politicians are all full of shit. And I'm even saying that on my end. Like, the conservative politicians, a lot of what they say are full of shit too. They're all full of shit. The Democrats are going to promise you the world, but they're going to fuck you in the ass and you don't even realize it because you're too blind. I really believe that. I honestly, in my adult life, the Republican Party has so far been the most beneficial for myself. So that's why. It's not about Trump. It's not, I'm a Trump supporter. No. Trump just happens to be the leader of the party that I support. And to be honest, my views line with more libertarian anyways. But I realize the Libertarian Party hasn't gained enough leeway yet. And hopefully one day they do. And so locally, I will vote for libertarians. But on the major scale, of course I'm voting Republican. And I will continue to do so. Because I don't think that there'll ever be a decent, moderate Democrat. Now, all this free shit they want to offer you. I'm not even going to go on that rant. That's a whole nother rant. But I don't think that this movement the whatever's happening right now, nothing is being, nothing has gotten better, you know. And at this point, it's like, what do you expect cops to do now? You wait until one of them gets shot and they'll go home to their kids that night. And look, I'm not trying to shy away from the unlawful and unjustified shooting of innocent people. I'm not. I don't at all. Again, it's not something that literally happens as much as we think it does, because the media will make you think it's happening every damn day. But I don't think the majority of anybody's that bad. You know, going back to what I said, nobody really wants to use a gun. I mean, there are crazy people out there, I guess. There are serial killers and murderers that probably do. But I don't think, you know, normal people do. I don't think cops get the job to be like, yeah, I want to be a cop so I can shoot people. Like, I don't think that is a majority opinion there. I just had to get, I just had to speak my mind a little bit here. I figured I would do a solo episode for you guys. Matt and I have been super busy with our day job. I mean, crazy busy. I don't think we've done a show in damn near 2 or 3 weeks now. So I figured I'd get on here, go a little solo, get some more content out. I doubt at this point in our viewership and ratings, there's someone out there just like waiting. I can't wait till the next episode of Thoughtcasters comes out. I know most of y'all are just listening because you're fucking bored. We appreciate it either way. It's all a listen. It's all a viewer. You know, it's all a, I would say viewer. I keep saying viewership like you're watching. I guess so. It's all being listened to, and that's what we like. I know we pretty much do just say what's on our mind, and on any kind of major platform here, we would automatically be canceled. You'll probably never see us on YouTube. I don't ever expect that to happen, but we don't fucking need it. We'll just promote the shit out of this through Spotify, and I think we're on other things, Overcast, iTunes, Radio, something, a few different apps, but you know, I like to share the Spotify one the most, but you know, we'll just keep using Anchor, going through Spotify. And I mean, I'd like to do some live streams. I'd like to get some more videos out there, but who knows. I mean, one day maybe we'll do a live stream. We just gotta see if we can do it without getting banned. I think later on this week I might do another episode. If Matt and I can get together and do one, we're lining up a few guests to have on the show too. Some real intellectual thinking people. I would love to get one of our leftist friends on here, one of our liberal buddies on the podcast, because I think we could have some good conversation. Plus, again, myself being friends with other liberals, and I know I talk shit about liberals. I do. And I'm like, I'm friends with them, but I used to hear and talk shit about them. I do. But I mean, my friends that I'm, the liberal friends I do have are a little more moderate, a little more libertarian than your far left. So, but they also, we have a lot of different opinions and views on things. And I think, getting together on this podcast would be awesome to have, you know, good discussions. Jesus, there's a, I've been sick of these. Everywhere I go, there's freaking hornets everywhere. Hornets or wasps. It's like they, oh man, I'm just staring at one right now. You know, the only good thing that hornets and wasps are good for are literally eating. They eat bugs that ruin your garden. I'll look that up. Yeah, they only go after those. Other than that, they're essentially useless fucking animals. If you don't have a garden, then fuck them. You know, you don't need them. The only kind of bees that are good are honeybees and bumblebees. The carpenter bees are good. They like the burrowing wood. They're scary looking though, but they're essentially harmless. Like the males can't even sting you. The females sting you. Which sucks because we all know how emotional you females can be. No. So yeah, fuck those things. You know what's cool though? My kiddo, 7 years old, he loves to play with the creepy crawlies, bugs, toads. He's playing with a snake last week, right? Hanging out with a snake, holding it like it was a pet. We're petting it, we're hanging out with it. He wanted to keep it. And I didn't even know this. I didn't know. I was like, what's the difference between a male and a female snake? And I looked it up, and well, females have pointier tails. The males have the more rounded off tails. Somebody out there is probably like, oh, yeah, no shit, dumbass. Well, look, and I'm not a zoologist, right? I'm not Steve Irwin. So I like learning stuff about animals. I like watching animal shows. One of the funnest things to do is get real stoned and watch like Planet Earth. That. On an HD TV though, like a nice, 1080p or 2K TV. If you haven't done that, try it out. Netflix has it, I think. I think Netflix has a bunch of animal shows. Get yourself nice and stoned and watch one of them. It's a fun experience. You won't retain any of the information you're learning though, because you're too high to do it. So yeah, I'm sitting here out on the back porch here, or back deck, I mean. Should be getting dinner ready. The old lady's gonna be pissed if she comes home. We've been working a ton of hours, so I try to, if I get home before her, I try to cook. That way she doesn't have to worry about it. But I'm sitting here doing a podcast because I figured I'd sneak on in and go ahead and try to get one. Just yeah, so I went to the store after work, bought me a six pack. Stuff. You guys ever heard of the Alaskan Brewing Company? I think it's, yeah, the Alaskan Brewing Company. Actually, out of Ju. Okay, I'm gonna butcher this. Juneau, Alaska, or Juneau, Alaska. Do you know what I mean, man? The Alaskan Brewing Company, they have some really fucking good flavors. The Alaskan Amber is usually my favorite, but this one is a limited release. It's called Fireweed Blonde. Ale brewed with fireweed honey. And it is delicious. And the can's like purple and pink. It's very flashy. Very aesthetically pleasing. Yeah, it's a very, very good beer. And they're not a sponsor of this show, by the way. I'm just giving them a free plug here. Well, speaking of beers, did you know the UP has its own line of craft beers that you can only buy in the UP of Michigan? I thought that was pretty cool. I was up there a few, about a month and a month, about a month ago, and yeah, they have one called Escanaba Black Bear, which is like a stout. It's like a Guinness. It was delicious, and a Uper Ale, and those are the only two I tried. There's like two or three more that I did not get a chance to try, but you can't buy them in the Lower Peninsula, only in the UP. Makes me wonder though, is it really only made for the, or is it a different company and they're just marketing it differently? Probably that. That's usually what happens. But yeah, yeah, guys, it's serious. I'm serious though. We need to start finding ways to protect ourselves and our families. I hope that everything de-escalates soon. But with the way it's been going and the way the world is, it's looking bad. It isn't looking good. And those people out there are like, take a look. This is Trump's America. Trump hasn't done anything to do. He's never. He's openly condemned these acts of violence. And your Democratic Party has not? Their excuse is, oh, well, they feel anger. They feel betrayed. So you're trying to justify someone who puts their life savings into a pizza place or a thrift store to own their own business. You justify these rioters and the mob burning it down. Yeah, that's what you're doing. Bullshit. Bullshit. And then Trump sends in National Guard and federal marshals, and now he's a fascist. But it's okay for people to burn down their city. Oh, and add this to the list, to kill anybody who is patriotic? To shoot them? Oh, here's an American flag hat. Bang. But it's Trump's fault, and Trump's a fascist, right? You're dumb as... Oh, you're dumb as shit, I swear to God. We will never let a dictator or a fascist run this country. And don't come at me. I'm not going to believe your opinion. Because if you're a lefty, you're going to shit on them no matter what. So your opinion doesn't mean fuck to me. It doesn't. I've told people this. You come at me with your leftist bias podcast or your commentators or your news anchors, I'm not going to give it the time of day because they're going to shit on anything. And I know the right does it too. But I also agree with the right. So, yeah, I'm going to be fucking biased now. And I'm getting more and more biased as the day goes on. And I don't want to hear a goddamn word from anybody from the left anymore. And it's your fault that I don't. Because I don't believe shit anymore. You guys don't... You don't believe... You believe in anarchy. You believe in chaos. That's what the fuck you believe in. Look at Chaz. Or Chop. Or whatever. Fuck. None of your shit... Name me one socialist country that fucking worked, huh? Name it. Oh, but this and that. Okay, maybe it works for 5 minutes and then it goes to shit. Nah, man. Nope. And you can call it whatever the fuck you want. Well, Bernie isn't a socialist. He's a socialist Democrat. A democratic socialist. Whatever, fuck. If you look at his website, it tells you your plan. You fucking eat it up. You fucking eat it up. You put a mousetrap out, you put cheese on that mousetrap, and all the mouse sees is that cheese. What happens when he gets the cheese? I rest my case. Empty promises. You guys are blind. But we have all this money. But we have all this. Okay, all these fucking reforms and legislation goes through, and we run out of money. Then what happens, huh? Because... They're not going to let it run out of money. You know why? Because they're going to tax the living dick out of you. That's what they're going to do. Sorry, not for that. Don't want my taxes going up. We already pay enough in taxes. I am surprised that we aren't taxed for the oxygen. I am surprised. So I don't buy it anymore. Now, to all my lefty friends out there, all my liberal friends out there, I will sit down and have good conversations with you. I will. Civil conversation with you. Because I know if you're my friend, you're not a fucking moron. So, I am open. Everyone else, though, fuck off. You know? I just don't want to. I don't even want to give it the time of day anymore. The left will never get my support on anything. I would support... Like, I would literally support a political party that my 7-year-old comes up with before I support Democrats ever again. Shit, man. I don't know. This. Just keep your head up, people. I know it's hard to stay positive in this world. You got to do the best you can, though, because you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. I mean, is COVID a thing anymore? I mean, are people still scared of it? Because, you know, I don't hear about it anymore. Oh, man. You mean to tell me we can all congregate in a bar, right? But we can't. Can't go to a movie theater. You can't have a concert. Oh, man. The COVID. Yeah, COVID. I think there's been a lot of misleading information about that. And I'm not saying it's fake. I'm not saying the virus doesn't exist. I know it exists. I know it's there. But we can't live in fear with it, you know? You know what I'm saying? We have to find a way to do this, to do everything, to be smart about everything. And I mean, we got the kids going back to school now, and they're all going virtual, or they're putting elementary school kids, but they can't have recess and they can't eat lunch together. That's depressing as fuck. And from all the information I've gathered and found, most kids aren't susceptible to transmitting this virus. And even kids that have it, you know, and as long as they don't have an compromised immune system, they're you know, they pull through, which is what's happening to most people, which I think the same standards apply with the flu. So essentially the only difference between COVID and the flu is that the COVID is a lot more contagious, which it is. And, you know, I believe that. So I think this was a little overhyped, and I think that there's more to the story. And no, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe I'm just full of shit. I don't know. I'm not one of those weirdos that think, oh, this virus was made to, you know, get Trump out of office. I don't believe that. I believe that there's political parties that are taking advantage of the situation, but I mean, that's politics, right? You take advantage of what you got. You take advantage of America's fears and shortcomings. That's what you do. But all right, guys, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I know it's a little shorter than we normally do. But we will, we'll do another episode this week. We'll release and we'll get some more content out there for you guys. I appreciate you listening. I need to get some burgers on the grill before my wife kills me. So, thanks for listening, guys. God bless you, and God bless America.